There you are. What happened? I didn't see you in English class, so I was totally freaked out. And I called your phone, but you didn't pick up. And then I heard from Jessica that Chad said that Raven said that Taylor said that you got in a fight. Is that true? Is that why you're in the nurse's office? Oh my God, are you okay? Your lip is swollen. Who hit you? I'm gonna kill them. Like, seriously kill them. I won't kill them to the point that they die, but, you know, like, I'll wrap my hands around their throat and I'll squeeze until their eyes pop out of their skull. Whoa, I just scared myself a little. Really, though, who hit you? Oh, I hate that guy. Why did he hit you? Because you hit him? Why did you hit him? Because he said something about me. What did he say this time? That never happened. That's just another stupid rumor that the girls on the cheer team made up after Jessica and I stopped hanging out with them. Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure that you knew that it wasn't true. So, you stuck up for me, and then he got mad, and then you got even more mad, and then you punched him, and then he punched you back. Oh, okay. You got the last punch in. And I'm guessing that's why you're icing your hand. Aww. You didn't have to stick up for me, you know. You can just ignore them like I do. Thank you. That's so. Come here. You're the best. Let me see your hand. Oh, ouch. Does it hurt a lot? Not as much as his face. Oh no. Wait, are you in any kind of trouble because of this? What if you get suspended? No, 3 days. How bad is that? I'm gonna miss you though. I won't see you at school for 3 days. It's gonna be torture. Yeah, at least I won't see him either. I'm glad he got punished too. Sometimes the principal lets him get away with stuff because his dad donates a huge amount of money to the school. It's totally corrupted. Did I use that word right? Let me see your lip again. I want to kiss you, but not if it's gonna hurt. I'll just kiss you everywhere except your lip. Oh. Are you sure you're okay with pulling me onto you? I don't want to hurt you. You have such a kissable face. don't want to get lipstick all over you. When are they gonna let you out of the nurse's office? I don't want to get you in even more trouble by being here with you. Yeah, but if the nurse sees us like this... Okay. I can't believe you ruined your perfect school record for me. That's like the sweetest thing anyone has ever done for me. I think you messed up your reputation a little bit, too. Well, on the way in here, I heard some guys whispering in the halls, and they're totally afraid of you now. They always thought that you were, like, just this really shy, quiet kid. And now, they're speculating that you're actually, like, part of the mafia? I don't know where they got that from exactly, but yeah, there are rumors floating around the school that you lead a life of crime. Hey, your first rumor. There's finally a rumor about you. I'm not gonna lie, I think it's actually kind of hot. You make me feel protected. That's a nice feeling. I don't think anyone's ever going to mess with me again after today. You're just the bestest, bestest, bestest. I think I'm gonna love you forever. Oops. I don't think I meant to say that. L-O-V-E, that word. Does that freak you out? Really? 'Cause it freaks me out. Yeah. It scares me how much I'm falling for you. You're like... You just make me so happy. Happiest I've ever been. I think about you all the time. Sometimes I'll be in my room or like with my friends or whatever, and I'll just catch myself wondering what you're doing. Or like something will just randomly remind me of you. And whenever we're in class, I so badly want to look over my shoulder at you. But I also don't want to get in trouble again for staring at you. Remember last time when we were in class and I kept looking over at you and then I had to move desks again? At least I'm closer to the board now, so I can actually see what the teacher writes. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. Since you weren't in English class today, here are my notes. You may have already messed up your school record, but I don't want you to mess up your grades too. So, here's what you missed. What do you mean? These are my notes, silly. This is what we were talking about in class. Frankenstein. See, I wrote it in big fancy letters. Frankenstein. Anyway, the story got me thinking. If I could bring back the dead, who would I bring back? And I decided I would definitely bring back my goldfish that I had in elementary school. And so I did some doodles of my goldfish. That's him. His name was Barney. And then I was like, wait, since Barney's a fish, Would I have to do the surgical procedure underwater? That complicates the whole process by, like, a ton. And then I started crying a little because I miss him, even though it's been a long time. But I still think about him every now and then. And his cute little fins and his big eyes and that kissy face that fish make like this. Anyway, this is Barney. That's his tank. And that is what I think Frankenstein would look like if he was a fish. Let me know if you want any more of my notes. Of course. What's what? Oh, this. Yeah, on the back of my page, I was just doodling your name. What? Is it spelled right? I did spell it right, right? Don't make fun of me or anything, okay? I was just thinking about you, and then I looked down at my paper and I realized I doodled your name a few times. I didn't even mean to. You like it? Aww. You should get it tattooed. No, not on your forehead. How about, like, your bicep? Yes, I want you to tattoo your name onto your bicep. Oh, wait. You're supposed to tattoo the girlfriend's name, aren't you? That would be kind of weird to tattoo your own name on yourself. It would be good, though, if you ever, like, get hit in the head really bad and forget who you are. Okay, I should probably get to class. Lunch is almost over. No, it's okay. I don't mind missing lunch. I wasn't that hungry anyway. Well, I was so worried about where you were when I didn't see you in class and you missed my phone call. So, I didn't have much of an appetite. It's okay. I feel better now. Now that I know that you're okay. Also, I have some goldfish in my locker, so I'll snack on those before class. Goldfish crackers, not goldfish like Barney. Do you want me to bring you some? You must be hungry too, since you also missed lunch. Okay, you sure? Well, call me when you get home, okay? Wait, one more hug. Because I'm not gonna see you in biology class either. So I need to make up for it now. I'm gonna miss you so much. I'll probably fill up my entire notebook with doodles of your name. Just kidding. Okay. I hope your hand feels better soon. Bye.